from KQED.
Governor Jerry Brown's planning a November ballot measure to reverse a tough-on-crime sentencing law he signed the first time he was governor 40 years ago. The ballot measure would allow nonviolent inmates to earn credits for good behavior toward a chance for earlier parole. Scott Schaefer, senior editor of KQED's California Politics and Government Desk, talked with Governor Brown at his office in San Francisco yesterday about his evolving take on criminal justice.
Governor Brown arrived at the interview with his dog Sutter in tow and eager to talk about his ballot measure to reform criminal sentencing. It would let nonviolent inmates out sooner if they can better themselves in prison, a course correction for what Brown describes as a 20-year prison building binge in California with longer and longer sentences.
The long, fixed sentence where there's no opportunity for rehabilitation, education, mental health treatment, drug treatment, that's a very benighted approach, which is now being reversed and supported by Republicans, conservatives, as well as Democrats and liberals.
Brown says after he signed the tough sentencing law in 1976, the next four governors and the voters kept adding tougher and tougher criminal sentences.
And now you have over 5,000 separate criminal provisions. Yeah. This is unheard of when you really compare the Ten Commandments that have stayed at 10 for 2,700 years and the law of California, which is basically stable for 60 years. And then they went on a kind of a motorized legislative rampage where you just got more and more time, more and more prisons. And the result was a greater threat to public safety because families were broken up, and when people came back, they had no rehabilitation, no skills, and were very disoriented.
Brown acknowledged that the explosive growth in California's prison population has not affected all communities the same.
The vast majority of people locked up are poor, are black, are Latino. The idea, this is kind of a one-note system now. Time in a cell. Time in the cell. Now, what we need is a more sophisticated system of restorative justice, drug treatment, mental health treatment, supervision, electronic monitoring.
Another major change in the ballot measure Governor Brown is pushing, judges, not prosecutors, will decide whether young offenders will be tried as adults.
The job of a judge is to judge. And whether someone 14, 15, 16, or 17 should be tried in the juvenile court under that system or transferred to the adult court is primarily a judicial question. Let the judges decide.
The California District Attorneys Association voted this week to oppose Brown's sentencing reform measure, but the governor thinks the prosecutor's perspective, while important, shouldn't be the final word on when someone should leave prison.
The proposition of the DAs is, we know on the day we charge or on the day of the judge sentences, everything that can occur, we know all we need to know for the next 50 years. And all I'm saying is you might have had some very good ideas there in the charges and the verdict that came in. But over the passage of time, men change, women change. And those changes ought to be accommodated so that we can open up the cells for new people that are even more dangerous.
As a young man, Jerry Brown received a Jesuit education, and he notes that forgiveness and redemption are the cornerstones of Christianity. And he rejects the idea that once you commit a serious crime, you are eligible for endless punishment.
That really does run afoul of not only Christianity, but our whole American tradition, and just plain common sense.
Governor Brown is promising to spend part of his $24 million campaign war chest to put this before voters and get it passed in November. For the California Report, I'm Scott Schaefer.